Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals. Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. You are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhals Unlock Your Wealth Radio. For this Wednesday, November 25th, we are broadcasting from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices right here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And it is our special pre-Black Friday affair on the Midweek Update. Thank you so much for tuning in right before your Turkey Day as you are doing all of your last-minute preparations for the fabulous meal that you'll be feasting upon just before the shopping frenzy commences on Friday. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to the show, where we broadcast every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and every Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and talk about crisis management and financial wellness tools designed to help everyone, man, woman, and child alike, manage their finances and attitudes for the single purpose of achieving financial independence. And here on Wednesdays on our midweek update is where we take and give you a 30-minute shot in the arm to hold you over until our fabulous Saturday broadcast. So today's episode is going to be all about Black Friday. So we have this week's key, which is no seasonal exceptions. And so I thought, how apropos to talk about the ways in which we can be conservative financially or create other alternatives in light of our financial situation. If we are not financially independent at this time, or if we are but want to be realistic about things, the opportunity to take a step back with no seasonal exceptions and truly evaluate what the purpose of the holidays are and what the value is to be able to be objective. And we have to keep in mind a few things, and I'm going to give you a couple of gems that you'll hear again on Saturday, but not all of them. But I wanted to get a few of them out before Black Friday, and that is to be thinking about, if this wasn't a holiday season coming up, would you still be in the current financial situation you're in? Would you be in financially dire straits? Is this currently a time of crisis for you? Have you been displaced from your job? Did you lose the income from a spouse due to death or divorce or some kind of significant injury and your lifestyle has materially changed? And if this wasn't the holidays, would you just be barely getting by? Because if that is the case, you must not make any seasonal exceptions. It's so important. And we have to remember about what this holiday and any holiday, whether it be a birthday, a graduation, you know, a new birth or addition to the family or some sort of a celebration, in addition to the current holiday festivities, that we have to keep in mind that the spirit and the value is in the giving, not the receiving or the recognition of that receipt of a gift. And I say to focus on that because the value for someone who gives you a gift is the satisfaction of picking out whatever it is or making it a point to remember or commemorate a particular event in your life. And it's not about tit for tat, an eye for an eye. They're not looking for you to reciprocate in kind. So we just need to remember to employ the rules of etiquette and to be a gracious recipient. And not focus on, oh, my gosh, that person got me a gift, so I totally have to get them a gift. Because that's not what the holidays are about. The satisfaction is in the giving. And that is enough. if you recognize them for their gift with a simple thank you, both verbally and handwritten thank yous go extra mileage these days with the advent of the electronic age. You don't want to dismiss somebody by just whipping off, you know, a quick little email saying, thanks so much, I appreciate it. You want to follow up with that handwritten thank you, because there's nothing more powerful than that handwritten thank you. And what's so great about that is that if people just want to be recognized for their efforts, they don't need to be rewarded for that. And think about this. Put the shoe on the other foot. If you are giving with the expectation of receiving, are you really giving for the right reasons? And that's the question you have to ask yourself. And if you're not giving for the right reasons, maybe you shouldn't be giving, or maybe you shouldn't be giving that significant of a gift that it's going to financially impact you. I remember the title of Harvey McKay's book so well, Beware of the Naked Man Who Offers You His Shirt. So keeping that in mind and not going nuts over the holidays, we have some fabulous little minutes on your money for you this week. Pushy retail practices, and this is going to set my hair on fire here in a second. Consumer Reports unveils a survey of top holiday shopping turnoffs. And the one that makes me angry the most isn't one that makes you guys angry the most, as it seems. On Tuesday, November 24th, it highlights the top holiday shopping annoyances as determined by a nationally representative survey of the Americans of the Consumer Reports National Research Center. And it says this ad takes the form of a Dear Shopper letter highlighting pushy seasonal sales practices and the percentage of Americans who find them annoying. 52% of you, and I'm part of this 52%, cited pushing store credit cards at the register. And this one, I need to write a blog about this. This one sends me over the edge, and probably the worst offender I have ever seen in my lifetime on the planet is Victoria's Secret. And I see these poor girls who just want to buy some really nice undergarments to make them feel good, and all of a sudden they're being ambushed by these girls at the register trying to blackmail them into a card by offering free brassieres, discounts, and all kinds of crap coming up if they just take this card. And I felt so bad for this one girl who was just getting hit and hit and hit and from all directions. And then the manager came over and was trying to ambush this girl because she wanted to pay off her card and close it out. And I thought, how crappy is that? And I was about ready to interject when and she, you could see that she was visibly disturbed because she was trying to do the right thing by herself financially, but all these people were trying to mind trick her into their stupid credit card. 58% of you picked cashiers who ask for a phone number or other personal information. That one bugs me, too. I just always say, I already gave it to you. And then 62% said being hounded with an extended warranty sales pitch. I just cut them short. How about you? I just go, nope. Thanks for asking. And 72% of you are annoyed by stores that never open all of the checkout lanes. Yeah, but if you don't have the staff, you don't have the staff. So that one kind of doesn't bother me so much. But the credit card thing is, just because, you know, as if we're not having a big enough challenge in our community or our society here in America as it is with credit card debt. You know, incentivizing young women who are just starting out just really flips my cookies in a bad way. But anyway, this ad holds up a mirror to the American public, letting them know that they are not alone this holiday shopping season. Jim Guest, president and CEO of Consumer Reports, says, consumers have told us that they just want a hassle-free and convenient shopping experience. We really hope this list of holiday annoyances is a wake-up call for the retail industry. Let's hope they opened their mail and read it. Next up, on Black Friday, hit the grocery store. The supermarket may have some of the best buys of the day. This is from Karen Datko from Smart Spending, and she writes that Julie Parrish, the CEO of HotCouponWorld.com, has some unusual advice for Black Friday shoppers. It says go to the grocery store. Not everyone will do it, but my savings at Albertson and Safeway beats the heck out of the $5 I'm going to save chasing the 4 a.m. stock sale at Fred Meyer, Parrish says. According to Parrish, many stores on Black Friday knock down the price of perishable holiday foods like roasts, turkeys, baked goods, produce, and things that didn't move out the door before we all sat down for our fabulous holiday feast. This could be a huge savings if frozen turkeys are put on sale, considering that the big bird is already remarkably cheaper this year. For instance, the Columbus Dispatch in Ohio reports that Giant Eagle and Kroger are selling frozen turkeys weighing at least 18 pounds for 29 cents a pound if you make a $30 purchase. Meijer is selling its bird weighing at least 16.1 pounds for up to $18 off with an additional $20 purchase. As you've probably heard, Walmart has a $20 Thanksgiving meal deal that includes a turkey for about 40 cents a pound. Overall, the American Farm Bureau Federation, which tracks the cost of a typical Thanksgiving feast each year, says turkey dinner will cost $1.70 less than the $44.61 spent on last year's feast. So it makes sense to look for deals at the grocery store on Black Friday so you can fill up your freezer for Christmas or for later. Here's how Julie Parrish does the math. She says whole prime rib roast normally sells for $9.99 a pound or more. On sale the week of Thanksgiving, it's $4.99 or less. Marked down the day after Thanksgiving, 50% or more off of the sales price. So that's a savings of upward of 80% off the retail price. So now is a great time. You know, for meats keep a long time, 6 months or more, in the reefer. So you may want to consider hitting the supermarket on Black Friday instead of the shopping mall. And Kiplinger, gotta love them, 10 ways to fatten your wallet on Black Friday. Forget them all, save money and your sanity this Thanksgiving with our money-minded alternatives to shopping frenzy. There is more than one way to save money the day after Thanksgiving. You're certainly welcome to drag yourself out of bed at 4 a.m. to endure frozen toes, long lines, and hand-to-hand combat. Or you can forget them all mayhem and use your time wisely at home. There really are better things to do on Black Friday that can save you just as much money or more. Plus, you will actually finish the day with your sanity intact. So I like this. Number one, you can shop online in the comfort of your own home in your thick bathrobe with your fuzzy slippers. You can find amazing holiday deals online without having to mess with parking, weather, and hordes of frenzied shoppers. Plus, it's easier to comparison shop on the web, find items you're looking for, and collect coupons for your purchases. You just might save more money than if you had ventured out in person. And with the time you save, you could even sleep in. Moreover, I think you'd even waste the gas driving around. And number two, prepare your holiday budget and gift list. Do you blow your holiday budget each year? If you just answered, what holiday budget, you should listen up. Holiday shopping is a contact sport. You need a game plan. Take the time now to jot down the names of everyone for whom you want to buy gifts. Set a budget and divvy up dollar amounts to each name on your list, complete with gift ideas or notes of their interests. If necessary, discuss with your family ways to cut back this season, such as drawing names or buying just for the kids. Secret Santas are a great thing. And then you're just buying for one person, but everybody gets to share in the holiday fun as everyone has a fabulous present to open. Plus, make sure you budget in a buffer for those last-minute surprises you forgot to plan on. With a little organization, you'll save time and money and have a much smoother holiday season. You can also, number three, set up a gift that keeps on giving. You know you have the best intentions to open that 529 college savings plan for Junior or that Roth IRA for yourself. After all, these tax-sheltered investments accumulate and are ultimate money savers. So in the rush of day-to-day life, you probably haven't had the time. But now you can start investing in just 30 minutes. So that means you can secure your child's educational future or your own personal retirement, which is actually first before your child's educational future, and get your beauty sleep before Black Friday shoppers return with their loot. Number four, you can winterize your home. A bit of caulk and weathering stripping around the doors and windows can save a lot of money on your energy bills this winter. You can also check your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors, drain gas from your lawnmower and other seasonal equipment, and clean out your dryer vent and have your furnace inspected and cleaned. Okay, these are great ideas, and while you're out there hanging the Christmas lights, you could be winterizing your home at the same time. Number five, you could shop for the best credit card. You're going to spend hundreds of dollars over the next month or so, so why not get something in return? With a rewards credit card, you can get cash, airline miles, or other free perks for every dollar you spend. The key is that we're not taking on any new credit and that you make sure you pay off your balance each month so you never have your interest charges eat away at your rewards advantages. Or you can just get a low-rate credit card. We know that despite your best intentions and no matter what anyone says to you or to try to persuade you otherwise, many of you will lean on your credit cards and carry balances into the new year. You can at least make sure that you've got the best rate to minimize the damage. You could also, and my husband already started this yesterday, clean out your closet, basement, or garage. Are your old clothes, knickknacks, book CDs, and other household items taking up precious space? Donate your used stuff to a charitable thrift store such as Goodwill or Salvation Army and get a tax write-off. Or you can sell it on Craigslist, eBay, or Amazon.com to make some extra cash for the holidays. If you're trying to avoid the Black Friday, number seven, you can assemble your financial emergency kit. This is the perfect time to take a couple hours to prepare for disaster if it ever struck your family. Gather all your important documents, insurance policies, birth certificates, property deeds, car titles, and investment records, and store them in a fireproof safe. Also, consider creating a couple of backup CDs of digital family photos to stash in that safe, too. Pictures are often the number one item people wish they could take with them in an emergency. And while you're at it, assess other areas of your preparedness, include writing a will, buying life insurance, and starting a rainy day fund. So if you would like more information about assembling your financial emergency kit, you can just email us at kit@unlockyourwealth.com. kit@unlockyourwealth.com for your financial emergency checklist. Number eight, you can make smart year-end money moves. Take action now, and you could trim hundreds of dollars from your tax bill next year. Now, it's an ideal time to sell losing investments and spend your Flex account money and donate to charity. Now, if you have any questions on your taxes, please take the time to call your tax preparer or tax accountant or CPA or tax attorney to find out what would best benefit you. And number nine, you could take the time on Black Friday to protect your PC. Nothing puts a damper on online shopping like a virus or other malicious intruder. Not to mention it could cost you hundreds of dollars in repairs or even identity theft. The good news is making sure your computer is prepared for the online holiday shopping season doesn't have to cost you a penny. Guard against spyware, viruses, and other invaders as you troll the web with these three free software defenders. ZoneAlarm.com if you need a firewall, Microsoft Windows Defender to annihilate spyware, or AOL Safety and Security Center to kill viruses. And most important, for your Black Friday holiday, number 10, relax. An informational survey on Kiplinger.com found that more than half of you plan to do just this. Put the feet on the Davenport, grab a nice blanket, wrap it around you as you sit in front of the fireplace, and you could just read or watch some mindless television, and after all, who couldn't use a little family detox time? Use this time to watch football, curl up with a good book, work on a hobby, or browse the web for a good Thanksgiving leftover recipe. You work like crazy all year long. Take a well-deserved breather before the holidays are in full swing. You are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagon Hall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio special pre-Black Friday edition. We'll be back with more and your Millionaire Minute coming up right after this.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Dirodori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Dirodori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Dirodori. Call Dirodori now at 480-661-9662.
Karen Gurm here. You probably recognize me as your segment host for News by the Numbers. Did you know I am also one of the certified NLP practitioners and a financial coach here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation? The most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success, with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagonhall's on the Midweek Update for the Unlock Your Wealth radio broadcast. It's our pre-Black Friday edition. No, it is not mission impossible to survive Black Friday. You can do it. We have faith in you. We know you have the power. You just have to have the courage to say, no, thank you, when it comes to excessive spending. And remember, if you go and buy something that's 20% off, and it was $10 but you only paid $8, that 20% is only a spaved 20%. Because had you not gone out, and spend any money, you'd still have the whole $10. Just a thought. Anyway, it's that ever-popular time again.
Tell me.
Yes, it is that time again. It's your Millionaire Minute. This is the segment where we will crawl into the heads of top millionaire thinkers and put out 60 seconds of tools you can incorporate into your life right now today. And this is from Investopedia: to retire a millionaire in 10 steps. One, set the goal. Nobody plans to fail, but plenty of people fail to plan. It's a cliche, but it is true. Number two, start saving. If you don't save, you'll never reach your goal. As obvious as this might seem, far too many people never even start to save. Number three, get aggressive. Studies have shown that the majority of returns generated by an investment are dictated by the asset allocation decision. If you are looking to grow wealth over time, fixed income investments or a certificate of deposit aren't likely to get the job done. And inflation can take a big chunk out of that savings. You must consider alternatives. Could that be real estate? Number four, build a rainy day fund. Part of long-term planning involves accepting the idea that setbacks will occur. If you are not prepared for these setbacks, they can put a stop to your savings efforts. While you can't avoid all of the bumps in the road, you can prepare in advance to mitigate the damage they can do. Number five, increase the amount you save. Your income should rise as time passes. You'll get raises, you'll change jobs, and maybe you'll get married and become a two-income family. Every time more cash comes into your pocket, you should increase the amount that you save. The key to reaching your goal as quickly as possible is to save as much as you can. Number six, watch your spending. Vacations, cars, kids, and all of life's other expenses take a big chunk out of your paycheck. To maximize your savings, you need to minimize your spending. That includes this holiday season, and no seasonal exceptions. Buying a home you can afford and living a lifestyle that is below your means and not funded by credit cards are necessities. Number seven, monitor your portfolio. If you're a mid to long-term investor, there is no need to obsess over every movement of the Dow. Number eight, max out your options. Take every advantage of every savings opportunity that comes your way, including tax-deferred saving plans from your employer. Number nine, catch up contributions. When you reach age 50, you're eligible to increase your contributions to tax-deferred savings plans. And number 10, patience is a virtue. Get-rich-quick schemes are usually just that, schemes. The power of compounding takes time, so invest early, often, and accept that the road to riches is often long and slow. And with that, I would like to wish you all a very happy Turkey Day and a very prodigious and careful spending on Black Friday if you choose to go out yourself and fight the crowds to get the early morning discounts. So my hat's off to you. But again, remember that this is the time to be grateful for what we have and not focus on what we don't. So I wish all of you a very happy, healthy, safe Turkey Day and hope all your family and friends can be a part of your special memories this year. Thanks again for making our show number one yet again for a second season. And we will see you on Saturday. You're listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
I've had it up to here, listening to a small segment of people trying to put down America. America's the greatest land on earth, and we ought to be proud of what we have. I'm proud of America, I'm proud of our people, and I'm going to prove it. We're American and damn proud of it.
Frankly, I'm getting a little ticked off.
Go to hell.